Good morning, we're continuing Chai Adam, Klal Chav Dalet, Simon Chav Beis. So we've ended off with the scenario where a person is saying Ritzei, and he says Baruch to Hashem, and he realizes he has not said Yalav V'yavai. So according to Chai Adam, the correct thing to do is to finish off HaMachazir Shechina Sol Tzion and insert Yalav V'yavai at that point. We've already mentioned multiple times, the Mishmur disagrees and says the correct thing to do is to say Lamdeni Chukecho, and go back and insert Yalav V'yavai, and then finish off the bracha correctly. So by saying L'adeni Chukecha, he has not completed the bracha. He's not left the words bracha to Hashem hanging. That should be a bracha of Atolo. He's allowed himself to say he's still in the middle of the bracha. And he goes back and says Yalav V'yavai, and then he finishes off the bracha correctly and continues on the rest of Shemoneh Esrei. So we have this machlokes before. We mentioned that Rav Moshe actually follows the opinion of the Chai Adam in this regard, not like the Mishnah Berurah. Many other poskim follow the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah that you say Lamdeni Chukecha in that situation. This is all talking about you have not started the next bracha of Moedim. So in that situation where a person has not started Moedim, so we have you, and even according to the Mishnah Berurah, if a person said a Machazir Shechina Sol Tzion, you say Yalav V'yavai right there. If you already said the word Moedim, one word already, Achlo Akar Raglov, or anything beyond that point until he's ended Shemoneh Esrei, which means he stepped back already, so the halacha is Chosel Ritzei. So he goes back to the beginning of the Bracha of Ritzei, and he says Ritzei, and he inserts Yalav V'yavai, etc. Vimakar Raglov, however, if he's so we've had the scenario that he's correcting himself while in the bracha of Ritzei or immediately afterwards. We've had correction from once he started Modim until he finished Shemoneh Esrei. Now he's actually finished Shemoneh Esrei, so then he has to go back to the beginning of davening. Chos the Rosh HaTfilah. A person was Akar Raglov, he's Chos the Rosh HaTfilah. So he said that's true in Chol HaMoed, both by Maariv, Shacharis, and Mincha. It's true by Rosh Chodesh, by Shacharis, and Mincha. Alba Rosh Chodesh Arvis, but by Rosh Chodesh nighttime, Bein Shorosh Chodesh Yom Echad or Beis Yomim, whether Rosh Chodesh is one day or two, doesn't make a difference. Both nights, Yim Shochach, Besayim, and Brocha, Machazishkin Haso, Filosh Omer Rak, Brocha to Hashem, Ein Tzorch Lachzor, Lefishal Ha'im Akadshin HaChodesh Belayla. So once the person continued beyond Ritzei, he does not go back. And it's not Makiv in Shemoneh Esrei. But not only that, but even he just said Baruch HaTo Hashem HaMachaz HaShechina Sol Tzion, and he hasn't said it Modim. That which we're going to allow him to insert Yalav V'yavai in between the two brachas is only allowed if it's necessary. But since over here Yalav V'yavai Bidi Yavit is not Makiv, it's not necessary to insert it. We don't want you inserting something which is not necessary. It would be considered a hefsek in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So a person just ignores and goes weiter. If he said Baruch HaTo Hashem, he doesn't say Lamdeni Chukecha. He says Amachazir Shechina Sol Tzion. According to everybody, according to Mishnah Berurah as well, he says Amachazir Shechina Sol Tzion. He says Moedim, and he continues. If a person realized before the word Hashem, he would go back and say Yalav V'yavai, and then finish off the bracha again and continue. But if a person once he's finished the bracha, or even said bracha to Hashem, he continues as if there's no Yalav V'yavai, and he is yotzei with that. Okay, Simon Chav Gimel. Shachar Yalav V'yavai b'Shacharis. A person daven Shacharis and forgot Yalav V'yavai. Lunizkar ad achar shehispala musaf. And he already daven musaf. So in tzorach lachzor lispala Shacharis. So now, this is a clear halacha by the Chazan. In the case where a person was davening for the Amid and during Rosh Chodesh and he forgot Yalav V'yavai, nobody corrected him. And he finished one essay already. And then they daven Musaf, and somebody said, "Hey, we forget Yalav V'yavai during Chazaras Hashatz and Shacharis." So the law is, we don't go back. Tirkha Tziburo, since the Maisa, we did mention Rosh Chodesh and Musaf, and it's a Tirkha Tziburo, we don't go back. So once you corrected by, as it were, Shacharis, by adding Musaf, so you don't go back. So that's it, by the Chazan, because of Tzibur, because that's the din of the Tzibur. So, a matter of fact, it could be by the Chazan, once he forgot by Shacharis, or not, it could be, sorry, the halacha is, once he forgot by Shacharis, even though he didn't have Musaf yet, As soon as we realize that Shemoneh Esrei is over and he hasn't corrected, we say, you know what, forget it, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it through Musaf. So lechatchila, once the Chazar Shas has been finished, without Yalla V'Yava, we rely on Musaf. By Yochid, we don't do that. We say Daven again. But if a person already did daven musaf, so the Magen Rama argues and says at least b'di'evid, we should give the yachid the same din as the chazan. So the chazan, the chatchila, can rely on musaf. The yachid cannot rely on musaf. He should daven shacharis again. But if he didn't, and he already said musaf, and then he realized, so he's yotze. So that is the opinion of the Magen Rama. The Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Rosh Chodesh disagrees. It brings that the loch is even the situation a person should daven again. But since it's a machloikis, when a person davens again, the person should make a tanai. If I'm machuyib to daven again, I'm davening again. And if the loch is like the Magen Rama that I'm not machuyib to daven again, I'm davening the Shemoneh Esrei as a tefillas nedava. So the person would rely on the concept of a tefillas nedava to allow him to daven a second time. And that's the hakarav of the Mishnah Berurah on this halacha. Have a good day.